This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare. Researchers from Intermountain Healthcare and the University of Utah are taking part in a new international study to help determine whether high-intensity exercise can slow the progression of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is the second most prevalent neurodegenerative disease behind Alzheimer's. More than 1 million people have Parkinson's disease in the U.S., and approximately 60,000 Americans are newly diagnosed each year. Parkinson's disease is a progressive nervous system disorder that affects movement. Symptoms start gradually, sometimes starting with a barely noticeable tremor in just one hand. Tremors are common, but the disorder also causes stiffness or slowing of movement, which often worsens as the condition progresses over time. Medications help alleviate the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, but doctors have yet to find a way to stop it from progressing. Exercise has shown promise, and doctors are hoping this study will provide the data to show it works. Endurance exercise programs are an important part of our patients' treatment for Parkinson's disease, says Dr. Kathleen McKee, neurologist and study lead at Intermountain Healthcare. If we can prove certain forms of exercise slow down disease progression, it would be a major breakthrough in treating our patients. Researchers will study the impact these types of exercises have on the brain and look for reduced inflammation in the body, which is known to be higher in patients with Parkinson's. This is the first time a study of moderate and high-intensity workouts is being conducted across a large number of clinical sites in the U.S. and Canada. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.